From NPR News, it's Day to Day. We were surprised to see a news report that Manuel Antonio Noriega is getting out of prison. He's the military strongman who ruled Panama in the 80s until the U.S. invaded in 1989. 3 years later, he was convicted of protecting cocaine shipments from Colombia that went through Panama and into this country. He was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison. Now he's scheduled for release in September for good behavior. Frank Rubino represents Mr. Noriega. Frank Rubino, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
This is a lot of time off, isn't it? I mean, good behavior, never mind. It must be practically saintly behavior.
Actually, here's what happened. The general sentence was originally 40 years, which we had reduced to 30 years, which we had reduced to 20 years.
Ah.
So he's getting out in 16 and a half years, or almost 17, of a 20-year sentence.
Isn't this a little unusual, though? Because, I mean, we invaded another country to get this guy.
Absolutely. It's totally unusual that we ever did such a thing. But once he is sentenced, he becomes the property of the Bureau of Prisons and then falls under their rules and guidelines. Their rules and guidelines establish that a 20-year sentence requires a mandatory release after two-thirds of that sentence is served.
What has his life been like in prison? How is he getting on?
The general's doing quite well. He's a very strong, mentally strong person, and he's done quite well in prison. It has not broken his spirit. It has not broken his will.
He's 70 years old now?
Yes, sir.
And what about his plans? The Associated Press has this quote from you. He wants to go back to Panama. He wants to enjoy his grandchildren in quiet retirement. How about those two murder convictions waiting for him?
Well, that's the great system of Panamanian justice. See, they try you when you're not there and don't let you have a lawyer. He was convicted in absentia. So when he goes back, he will petition the Panamanian court to reopen that case so he could be present for a hearings and he could have a lawyer represent him. I'm told, though I'm not an expert of Panamanian law, I'm told it is not uncommon to reopen these type of cases when they're done in absentia.
He's going to get out in September,
this
That's correct. And you say he wants to get on a plane the day he gets out and fly back to Panama. There are some people in Panama who say he's probably not coming back here because of these outstanding legal problems that he has.
Well, the only other legal problem is a problem in France. I've never been served or seen any of the documents. It's alleged money laundering in France.
Yeah,
but France would not have precedence over Panama. You've got to understand, General Noriega was seized during hostilities, and the U.S. government has declared him a prisoner of war. Under the Geneva Convention, when he has served his sentence, he must, not he can, not he should, he must be repatriated back to his own country. Now, if France wants to make an extradition request to Panama to send him over there, that's a different story, and they could deal with that.
Are you going to represent him in Panama? What's going to happen there?
Well, I've been his lawyer for about 14 years now, and I'll continue to represent him, though I'm not licensed to practice in Panama. He'll have to have Panamanian lawyers, but I'll be there to assist.
Frank Rubino represents General Manuel Noriega, who will be getting out of prison and going back to Panama in September. Frank Rubino, thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you.